Good morning, Brussels. It's Saturday, February 28th. I'm Manikin, and this is your daily press review.
And I'm Lean. Let's dive into today's headlines. First up, MR President Georges-Louis Boucher stirred controversy by calling Flemish people overrepresented in Brussels governance. That's a bold move in a city where communitarian balance is sacred.
Meanwhile, the Council of State dropped a legal bomb on the government's plan to lower LEZ fines. They say reducing penalties for polluting cars violates constitutional health protections and EU law. So much for those €80 monthly caps.
A sobering anniversary. 1 year since Audi Brussels closed in Forest. Fewer than 40% of former workers have found new jobs. We heard from Murat, who spent 28 years there and finally retrained to work at GSK in Wavre.
At Brussels Airport, multiple airlines are suspending flights to the Middle East. Lufthansa, Air France, British Airways, all grounding routes to Tel Aviv, Beirut and Dubai amid rising US-Israel tensions.
Some good news, though, the Sink Container Park is getting a major renovation via Belyris, new green zones, paths, sports facilities and lighting, all ahead of Belgium's 200th anniversary in 2030.
Over 1,000 people partied at the St. Gilles Carnival yesterday. Fanfares, costumes, confetti, plus a citizen launched a website using AI to track Brussels parliamentary decisions. Democracy meets technology.
That's your Brussels press review. Stay curious, stay informed, and have a great weekend. Tot ziens, à bientôt.